You will recall that Carolina was a very prosperous colony at that time. And they wanted so much to establish a buffer state between the colony of South Carolina and the hostile Creek Indians.
Oh, right. So he had some reason other than just wanting people to get.
But now he established a string of trading posts across the country. I am told that led on down to Pensacola, Mobile. He was quite a character.
So he had a trading post not far from the site where Queensboro would be.
Well, the map shows it that I have. Now, there's some difference of opinion about that. Mm-hmm. Now, one of my friends is interested in local history, thinks that the site of Golfin Station was up above Louisville on the Ogeechee. And all I know is the map shows his cow pen site.
Oh, but you...
On the Ogeechee, in this area.
You know what the word cow pen might have meant to them as far as...
Just what it sounds like.
Where he kept his animals?
Well, and the need for that. When settlers came in, you see, he had cows to sell.
Oh, right. To get help them started.
And now, he was instrumental in getting these Irish people to come and settle in America. And he and John Ray, who had cow pens on Bright Creek.
Well, the cow pen could have been in with the trading post.
Well, wouldn't it be natural to assume it was
would,
there?
It really would, because if that's where they came to trade and set up, then he'd have it all right there for them to buy, set them up.
That's right.
So if indeed your great-great-grandfather settled there, your roots really did go way back, don't they?
Well, you asked me if I was born in Jefferson County. Roots are deep here.
Right here. Well, could you tell me a little about Dr. Where he was from? And
oh, he was born near Nails Creek Church.
Okay.
In Jefferson County.
In Jefferson County. Mm-hmm. What age was he when he passed away?
76.
Of course, being a medical doctor, his education included an MD degree, and where did he?
Well, he got his pre-med at Mercer, and then he got his medical degree at the Medical College of Georgia, Augusta.
And where were his parents from?
Jefferson County.
Jefferson County.
Yes, sir.
And you met him, did you come here to teach?
Well, we were childhood sweethearts. He came to school in Boston.
Oh, I see.
Walk school, 4 miles.
To Boston. Did you grow up in the country, in the rural area, or were you actually living in Bartow?
We moved to Bartow when I was 8. As so many others did. They moved to town so their children could have better schools.
Did your father have a blacksmith shop, or was he?
Yes, he did. He had one out when he was farming on the farm. And he also laid brick. He was a very versatile little man for not to have had any more education than he had.
A lot of talent with his hands and
when we lived on the farm, of course, he would do this blacksmith work during the winter months. And he also went about and laid brick. He was a good brick mason. And he would go when someone was building a new home, and he might stay a week building a chimney, something like that.
Yeah. So he would sort of work seasonally, as when he wasn't farming as much, he would do the blacksmithing.